Hello, foodies, and welcome to Food in Review episode 67. Today is Monday, June 8th. Remember, we can be found every weekday at 2200 Central European Time on podcast services around the globe. And you can find us on Twitter at Food in Review. My name is John, also known as Food Coaching, and today I'm joined by the whole gang. Let's start by saying hi to Yngvi.
Good evening.
Hello, Yngvi.
I'm back with a bad back.
That's a horrible joke, but I'm so glad you're actually back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And you could already hear him laughing. It's the FIFA president, regular solo host now. It's the man from DC. Food_AST. It's Sandrew.
Hey everybody, glad to be back, glad to be talking to my friends today. I think we all know, I think all of Twitter knows who I want to talk about on today's Foot and Review, so I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, we didn't know that German SBC was so tempting for you, but we'll sure mention some time for you there.
Great.
We got upgrades, team of the season so far, rest of the world. We got the new SBCs, player objective, some player reviews, and of course, Modric came out this weekend, and a certain Danny Ings. I'm going to leave you guys to talk about that. Let's give Yngvi the word, and Yngvi, take it away on content part.
Yeah, I was thinking I could probably start with the objectives. The team of the season so far, Evander. He plays for Charlton in the English Championship, central midfielder. He looks quite decent for an objective player, and it's doable for four sections as usual, 300 XP and some packs. First one is called Danish Delight. Scoring three separate squad battle matches on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals using Danish Superliga players, so I'm guessing that will be in squad battles. You get that two player pack as well. Then you get Brazilian Brilliance. Score five finesse goals in squad battle matches on minimum world-class difficulty or in rivals using Brazilian players. So that's more doable everywhere. And you get a goal pack for that. And then it's world-class weak foot. Assist a goal in three separate squad battle matches on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals using midfielders with minimum four-star weak foot. And you get a small Electrum Players pack. The last one is called Skillful Samba. Score and assist in five squad battle matches. Wins on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals using Brazilian players with minimum four-star skill moves. So that's quite doable if you have a decent Brazilian in your main team in rivals as well. But very easy to do in squad battles. So he looks okay-ish as well. So...
Andrew, does he look okay for you as well?
Yeah, I mean, four-star weak foot, five-star skills, I think that's pretty nice. I think it's easy to do, and at worst case, you're getting a high-rated fodder card with Brazilian links, which is huge. You know, I think I mentioned on Friday, I think Ultimate Tots is going to be 88 or 89 rated, so getting someone with a Brazilian Nation link and that high rated would be very helpful. So I think everyone should do it just for that alone.
Yeah, shouldn't be too stressful to do if you do it in squad battles. It might be stressful in the rivals, but squad battles is very doable.
Yeah, and I think most, besides the Danish league goals, I think, you know, most people probably have a Neymar or a Lucas or, a Douglas Costa, some good Brazilian midfielders that they can easily, you know, just using their main squad to get a lot of that done.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to doing it.
And we got some upgrade SBCs again. The first one is an 82 to an 88 upgrade. It's gonna cost you 4k or something. You need 7 gold players and 45 chemistry. And we got an 82 plus upgrade. It's going to cost around 10, 13, 15k. And you get two rare gold players rated 82 or higher. You need a minimum 82 rated squad and 45 chemistry. The last one is the 83 plus double upgrade. It's gonna cost you around 30k. You get two rare gold players rated 83 overall or higher, and we all know what that means. It's a minimum 83 rated squad and 60 chemistry, so they're not difficult to do, but the upgrade are, yeah, I think I'm gonna stay away because they usually never give out anything decent, for me at least.
Ah, but these are like really frustrating. It's ultimate team of the season. It's the end of the team of the season. Last week, we already hate the fact that we get as the upgrade SBC for just one day on Thursday. But luckily, we get the ability to throw in a full 82 rated squad to get most of the time two 82 rated players, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
Hashtag entrant. Sorry, Andrew, what do you have to say about these upgrades?
yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
I think 82 through 88 rated is nice
Yeah,
during
it's
normal
decent.
times, but right
Decent.
now, there's only like six TOTS players you can pack, a couple of the Bundesliga orange man of the match cards. So there's not, I mean, what are you even looking to pack at this point? It was a little different during, Future Stars or Headliners or something where you had potential to actually get some good players.
Yeah.
80, and you already said it, submitting an 82 rated squad to get two 82s back, submitting an 83 rated squad to get two 83s back is just crazy.
Yeah.
I love the 83 plus packs usually when it's the 183 for an 82 rated squad.
Yeah, this
I know
really
it's not always a good value, but I've had great luck with it this year and so I'm probably going to do a couple of the 83 pluses, but it's a horrible value. It's a horrible decision on my part. It's just burning coins. But maybe I'll pack Ben Yedder.
You never know. We also got a player SBC, special rest of the world team of the season so far, Dennis Undorf or something like that. I'm sorry to the German people if I pronounced that wrong. I'm pretty sure I did. It's gonna cost you around the 80 to 85k to do the SBC, 100k on PC. You need minimum one player from Germany, one team of the season so far, or team of the week, or team of the week moment players, minimum 85 rated squad. Minimum 70 chemistry for the team, so it's not difficult to do. He's a striker with 3-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot, which is nice, medium low work rates, which are decent, but yeah, he's fast and very strong. So of course, if you have German players, you can link him quite easily. But since he plays in the German third league, then it's not that easy to find some good players from there. He got a massive boost from 62 pace to 94 pace, so yeah, they really gave him a speed injection.
I just forgot on its own, right?
It could be a nice super sub. He has a 99 strength and 92 aggression as well. So, of course, he's got 90 short passing, 92 vision, he got 97 agility, 99 balance. So, could do a shot power 99. So, 94 finishing,
So
92%
everything I
throw.
hear is all right, but or actually really good, but your voice states the difference in pronunciation. You sound a little bit down. Why is that even?
I kind of expected something more exciting than that. I would be nice if they gave him, for example, 4-star skill moves as well. That would be okay, cool. But there's too many players just similar to this card already, and you can buy them much cheaper. I would rather buy team of season so far Rafa, the left winger, and use as a super sub. He's cheaper as well, and he's tradable. For example,
Yeah, or
Poziella from MLS is cheaper, has 4-star skills, has Spanish links, which are probably a little easier to use, and
and
he's a
very
little
fit.
better. Yeah, he's also, that's why I was looking for a 5-star weak foot guy at similar price. Yeah, I mean, so I agree with Engvi. Like, it looks good, but the fact that he's untradeable, the fact that he's in a bad league. You know, if this had come out during Premier League, I think, you know, if they just flipped and put rest of the world first with Premier League, I think we'd be all like, oh, this is a cool card. We'll all try it. You know, it's decent value. But at this point, you know, we've all got these type of cards in our squad. So unless you're a German fan who, a German Division Three fan, what's the point of putting 80K or 80K worth of untradeable cards into this pack?
So, positive player, bad value at this stage of the game. Summarize that correctly.
Yeah, I would rather buy Maxi Morales team of season so far than and he's half the price of this card,
And really
so, and
fun though.
he's, yeah, he's a really fun card to use as well. So yeah, there are better options for me at least.
Thumbs down for this one. Let's go.
Yep. The team.
The team. Have we got two players? Which you want to do first? The team? Ah, let's go to the team first.
We do the team first, yeah. There's not that many to talk about, so
Think there's three to talk about.
Maybe four.
Maybe four. Yeah, maybe this left back. Sorry, go ahead, Ingvi.
Yeah, we got the rest of the world team of the season so far. For me, there's like four players standing out, and it's not left back. He could maybe be decent. But I was thinking about Celtic player Edouard, the Ghent, or is it Genk he plays for? He plays for Ghent. Jonathan David. He looks like a fun player. 5-star recruit one as well. And the Cecinha, Brazilian, that plays in the K League because he's easy to link, but he looks very good as well. 4-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot. And of course, the ultimate super sub, Orsic, Il Tempo Gigante.
Orsic, the ultimate super sub, indeed, right?
Yeah.
Do I have to agree on the Cecina card? He actually looks like a really good strike.
It's gonna be cheap as well in the end, I think.
Yeah, he's 2 of 35 now. I bet he's 100 something by rewards, but he looks really good.
Put a sniper on him, and he's quite interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah,
with
I
the
think you got
sniper,
him.
he's 99 finishing, 90 positioning, 99 agility, 95 balance, 99 ball control, 99 dribbling. So, yeah. And of course, the
Fast and
5-star weak
strong
foot.
and good stamina and can headers and jumping is good and 98 shot power, 93 long shots without boosting, 95 volleys.
We just found my new striker, guys.
I think we did. So I want to say something about Orsic. I actually think he looks overpriced and overrated for
Yeah, he's
me.
overpriced now. He's overpriced.
I mean, 4-star weak foot, 3-star skills is fine, right? It's fine, nothing great, but you know, his stats aren't better than a lot of the, I don't know, a lot of the MLS cards that we were talking about earlier that are a quarter of the cost. So there's a lot of players like this right now, and I guess a lot of people have just assuming since they've been using Orsic all year that this card is just as good when at this point of the season he might, you know, he might be letting you down with his weak foot and skills.
And they should have boosted his skill moves, I think, to 4-star. That would make him a little
Yeah.
bit more realistic for the price. But he's not easy. Well, of course, you can link him with Luka Modric. And you have some decent players you can link him with. But still, it's not a very desirable league. I would rather, yeah, rather maybe we should talk about this SBC we got yesterday, premium one. The
Yeah, if you
Fletcher
guys
guy,
are already
Luca.
done with discussing the squad, there are really like cheap beasts in there here, right?
The German left back looks good, Leibold. He looks quite okay. But of course, he's playing for Hamburg, which is in the second German Bundesliga.
Yeah, and he's only got a 2-star weak foot. I was just looking that up.
Yeah.
That scares me for my fullbacks and the way I play. I really need at least, quite frankly, at this point in the game, I need at least a 4-star weak foot on both my fullbacks. That might just be indicative of how I personally play the game, but 2-star weak foot terrifies me.
Yeah.
Okay, it's clear though.
Yeah, then we can talk about the Luka Modric one. He got 2 SBCs. There's like the budget one, which is a 93 rated card, which we don't need. It's, of course.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Let's skip it.
Don't do it. Just,
please, no one do it. Just ignore it.
Just do the premium one. It doesn't expire, so it's going to cost you 210k to do. The Luka Modric premium one, it gives you a 96 rated. I think they changed because it said earn a premium flashback Luka Modric celebrating his inclusion in foot 18 team of the season, which he wasn't in at all, but they changed it to foot 16 now. So that was a little bit funny. It's like, he wasn't in 18. There are 2 squads. First one is called the Los Blancos. Costs around 90k to do. Gives you a prime Electrum players pack. You need minimum 1 player from Real Madrid, 85 rated squad, and minimum 75 chemistry, so that's not too bad. Second one is called La Liga, costs around 120k to do. You get a premium gold players pack as well. Minimum 1 from La Liga Santander. Minimum 1 player from Team of the Week Moments, or Team of the Season so far. Minimum 86 rated squad, minimum 70 chemistry. So those are not bad at all. I think it's great value for that card, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. There's no doubt here. When I saw it, I thought they made a mistake.
Yeah, me too. I was like, completely honest. This is too cheap. It's too cheap.
So I don't think they made a mistake. I was saying this yesterday. I mean, I think he's an excellent card. I did him immediately when he came out. I think he's very similar to Toni Kroos in both league-wise links, stats-wise, and Kroos is actually about half the cost at this point. But so there's that, but I think the agility and balance make Modric the more desirable card. But I think this is actually appropriately priced given how many midfielders there are in the game right now that are kind of have similar stats, but he's good, and for the value he is excellent. So he's in my starting squad again. So he replaced that Toni Kroos that I was just mentioning. So I think he looks great.
Yeah, and he's cheaper than Ings SBC.
What Kim style are you guys gonna put on him? I've been kind of going around trying to figure out the best one to put on him there, because you know there's no sense really in boosting his dribbling. I guess you can. I'm kind of thinking a marksman might be an interesting one.
I'm using a Hawk since I'm using him for a box to box player.
Got it.
Yeah, so, and it
boosts his pace and it boosts.
Yeah, Hawk. That's a good one.
Shooting and it boosts his aggression and a little bit of strength as well. So which is good if he's. He doesn't have to be like crazy strong or awesome defending stats. When he has the high aggression, he still wins the ball back quite well.
Good calling, V.
Yeah, I'm different opinion, but I'm using him. I would use him box to box as well, right? And I might just go with an anchor or a shadow on him. He's high, so you want him to come back and defend as well. With a shadow, he's 99 acceleration, 93 sprint speed. Still, his dribbling is still very good, right? His shooting is still fine. But his defensive awareness just went to 93. Defensive awareness, 99 interception, 97 sliding tackle, 99 sliding tackle. Standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle. So I think with a shadow, he would be the perfect all-rounder with 99 stamina, almost maxed out passing stats, almost maxed out base stats, and his defending is almost maxed out then as well.
Yeah, but I'm not paying 25k for a shadow card, or 20k if that's I could maybe stretch to an anchor, but I still think Hawk, well, for my style, Hawk is really good, but of course shadow is probably gonna be really good, and same with anchor. So there's a lot of different chem styles you can use and it will still be really good. It's probably good with marksman as well.
Yeah, he's comparable with the Frankie de Jong card, right? Like good in all places. Same with Sanchez that came out now. Depends on the role that you want to play him. But this Modric, you can also still play the CDM role, which in many of the formations he will play. I think
Yeah,
you're far better
definitely.
off with an anchor or a shadow there. And thought about shadow, of course, it's 25k, but at least it's available. In contrary to one of those player positions, CF to CAM, which one is it? Which is never
Yeah.
available. And I think if you throw 25k into this with all the fodder we captured, 25k on an end game start card like this, it's all right.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing you can do, of course.
But it depends on the role, but he will definitely fit the CDM role as well. And I wouldn't mind investing the 25k on the shadow card in this one. But it's an awesome card with awesome value. And outside of the foot shield on the CM, always nice.
Yeah, he's got really good shooting and he plays really well in game. He's moving around very nicely and puts himself in great positions. Excellent passing. Yeah, well, he's yeah, also awesome so far. Very, very promising card.
Very cool. But then we have one left, right? D1. Shall we just give this to
Man.
Andrew or Envy or?
Sure, I'll talk about Danny
No, I want
Ings.
to know if Envy's that's all right with him. He's stealing his content.
No, go with Danny Ings.
Danny
So,
Ings.
if you
Who's
guys
Danny
don't
Ings?
know, I'm a huge Southampton fan, and I was incredibly excited to see this Danny Ings. I was very disappointed that he did not get a team of the season card to begin with, because I think he's been one of the best strikers in the Premier League all year, single-handedly keeping Southampton in the mid-table. So, but I think this card has made his exclusion from the main team worth it because they upgrade him to four star, which is huge in this game, of course. And his stats are unbelievable, I think, from the upgrades that he got. That said, right now I think he is 275K or so on Xbox. I personally, I would have spent $3 million on this card, but realistically, no one else should spend this. I think there are just a lot, but I mean, we went through a bunch of like cheap beast strikers in the game already. So I think unless you're a huge Southampton fan, unless you're looking to link up an England player, it's probably not worth the 275K that it would cost. It's just opportunity costs, and you can get other better players. You can spend a lot more money to get Lucas Moura, who is maybe not a lot better, but he is better with a 5-star weak foot. But Ings is really good. So if you are like me and just wanting to do him, I mean, he has got huge upgrades. 96 shooting overall with 99 positioning, 98 finishing, 96 shot power, 99 heading accuracy, which doesn't matter in this game. I have a marksman on him. Let me put the marksman on him and footbin. So a marksman boosts his long shots up to 96, his volleys up to 95, his shot power to 99, his dribbling and ball control are 99. Sorry, ball control is 98. But it really does boost him to a 97 striker. So he's good. He's really good. I think there are better options, but he's fun. If you were running a Premier League squad, you could go worse than, using him if you have a Rashford or I'm trying to think of other. There's not a lot of good English players
Vardy,
this year, unfortunately.
Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy. That's a part. If you're running like a 4-4-2 and you want to link Jamie Vardy, or I have future stars Mason Greenwood. So if you're running a team, I mean, he's not really, meta or good enough right now, but he's still very good, 5-star weak foot guy. So if you've got people like that in your squad, Ings fits in great.
But that's the play with
Sterling, of
these
course,
cards,
has.
right? I mean, if you're a fan, you would do the SBC. That's all right.
Yeah.
Still have a pretty decent card of it. It almost reminds me of that Eredivisie guy that got a league SBC and on regular SBC. You know, if you were a fan of that club, you would just do him, even if it's not that good. Can't remember his name though.
Yeah, I think that's right, John. I mean, if he was on the market, he'd be this price, I think. But given that it's untradeable, it's probably not worth it. Just because we're talking opportunity cost. But
Can you
you
quickly
again,
explain
really good card.
opportunity cost? Because I hear people talking about that a lot.
Well, just it means so say you can say, oh, I spent 0 coins because I used only untradables, but the opportunity cost is kind of what you're giving up to, you know, it's the opportunity that you're giving up to, you could do another, you could do the Modric SBC and then something else. So you're kind of giving up those untradeable cards, the opportunity to use them for something else for this. You certainly, this is probably going to be very similar to the ultimate team of the season guaranteed pack costs. So I think most people would probably rather take a shot at that pack than doing Ings.
Yeah.
But again, he's really good. He is really good. I mentioned to you guys while we were talking before the show that I actually brought him on. I haven't figured out my squad yet to fit him in full time, but I brought him on in like the 119th minute in a weekend league game just because he has 99 penalties, and I replaced someone who had like 85 penalties, and he hit a banger in the top left corner. So if, you know, if you want him as a sub, he's pretty good as a sub. I used him, I think, in 8 or 9 games. But again, you know, he's just not worth the coins. As much as I love him, I'm excited to have him in my squad. I'm probably going to figure out a way to get him in full time. I know it's probably shocking for anyone who follows me on Twitter to hear me say this, but I, unless you're a Southampton fan, don't do this.
Well, at least it's fair advice, right?
Yeah.
People can say it's shocking, but it's just the best advice you can give.
Yeah, it's better to be honest and say that, okay, if you're a fan, it's great, but if you're not a fan, then it's not good value. So, fair
Exactly.
enough.
Totally agree there. No, but it's fun card. I mean, it's fun they put him in. Finally, they deserve the card,
Yeah,
right? I mean,
that's, I agree on that as well.
he should be in.
Yeah,
That's
he
no.
should have been in the main team probably, but or in the community one. So,
Yeah, you know what, Envy, they gave him a team of the season, or sorry, a team of the week card, like the week before league play stopped. So he got pulled out of the community team of the season running, I think. So he got that silly 80, an 81 rated card,
Yeah, I
and
packed it.
yeah, like last week of January or so. So that pulled him out of the team of the season. But you know, again,
It
I'm
happens.
enjoying it. I wish he had been an objective or something. Oh, you know who else he links to is Ryan Kent, who we are probably getting a footies card in a couple of weeks with like a
Yeah.
99 rated destroyer. But
Yeah, I have no doubt that card is coming though.
yeah, it would be crazy if it wasn't.
Unfortunately, though, but I don't think like Kent, he doesn't deserve a card in Team of the Season. So people shouting out for that. If you watched anything of that league this year, you would know that would be so undeserving. So it's good they didn't do that, I think.
But there's lots of players in the squad that didn't deserve to be in the team of the season that still got the card. So,
Yeah, that's
yeah,
fair as well.
it could have happened, but of course, maybe it's better to save that one for the footies promo. But you never know if they put on some kind of crazy SBC during this week before Friday as well. It's also a possibility.
If it comes, it happens Thursday, right?
Yeah,
We
I
talk
would
on teams on
rather have
Thursday
it
as
on
well.
a crazy expensive SBC because then you're not going to face him in every match. If it's a player objective, then it's going to be
It's not
he's
going
not
to be an
getting
objective.
a it's going to be
he he's
unbearable
not
to
getting
do
a team of
it.
the season. He's not Ryan Kent's not getting a team of the season. He is what Footies is designed for,
But
right? A
he
card that everyone uses but is not otherwise it's not actually having a good season.
But you know that he scored the winner versus Celtic in the league, so that's a
Oh,
moment's possibility. So,
that moment. How about that moment where he shushed and dabbed on every weekend league player this
they
weekend?
should give footies out for that, right?
Yeah.
They should just give footies. Well, the player who scored the most goals from a sub, players who gave the
Yeah,
most
of
assists from a
course.
sub, the players
Yeah.
who dabbed the most from a sub. I
Yeah.
will. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
What are we expecting the rest of the week, though?
So I know I keep saying it, but these upgrade SBCs make me continue to think that a prime icon SBC is coming at some point. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be
Friday.
until Ultimate Tots is over, so that it's, you know, on Friday
Friday, I
to get
guess.
people
Yeah.
hyped. But it I would be shocked if we reach July 1st and we don't have a prime icon SBC in PAX.
Still 14
we
days,
have, we have
24 days there. I mean, that's
yeah,
a
no,
long
no.
Time.
I'm just saying it is coming at some point. I just don't know when. I thought it would be today, actually, because I thought EA would want to really, you know, build up excitement after the last real weekend league of the year. Yeah, I was expecting it to come, but so I think it's still coming, but it's still speculation. I'd love for it to be a prime icon moments. That would be a SBC I would actually do because, you know, pretty much any moments card you could pack would be doable. I mean, sorry, not doable, usable.
Usable, yeah.
Usable.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think we know the guaranteed packs are coming. Rest of the world, I assume, will be an 83 rated squad, given maybe even 82 rated, given how subpar a lot of these squads are. And then ultimate team of the season guaranteed pack is almost certainly going to be an 88 or 89 rated squad. As I recommended on Friday, prepare your squad now. You know, complete this Brazilian objective card. Do things like that to get yourself ready to, you
89
know.
rated for somewhere. That's a lot though.
I think it's 88 maybe on two team of the season so far cards.
Yeah, I just think team of the season cards are so easy to come by, right? You could just use I already forgot his name. The new Brazilian card and the João Pedro card, and that's a good
Yep.
link, and you've already got it. And I'm sure everyone had, or you can do the rest of the world SBC for 20K and have some type of high rated card. So I'm not sure that's going to really drive the rating. It's, you know, a lot of the lowest priced cards for high rated fodder are the team of the season cards. So I'm not sure if those requirements matter as much as the chemistry and the rating itself. But we'll see. So I think it's either going to be 88 or 89. You're probably right, it's going to be two team of the season, but I just don't think that is that concerning. Shouldn't be
No,
concerning for
it's not
folks.
concerning. It's
The
easy.
biggest problem is going to be the chemistry, which will probably be 75 again or something.
Yeah, I think it's 70 chem is what they usually go with. So that may be a, you know, by Brazilians maybe. You know, Thiago Silva, Alisson, Ederson, Alex Telles. Those all come to mind of, because if you're just trying to link a squad up, I'm trying to build it in my head for my own team right now. Building, you know, using Brazilians, that would be the way I would do it.
Oh, use Firmino. Just gonna go all out
Firmino,
in
that's a great one.
Firmino.
Firmino, Fernandinho, Casemiro. Right there. So if it's a 4-3-3, traditional 4-3-3, yeah, that's very easy to build through
Yeah.
Brazil. So other people will probably do that as well. So if you're looking to invest, that's probably what I'm going to do when we get off of this, is add even more Brazilian cards to my transfer list.
I'm on it as well, right away.
Yeah,
Thanks for that. Any closing thoughts, guys?
stay safe, have fun.
Stay safe and have fun. I can't even really get better than that,
Agreed.
right?
I'm gonna. I know this was a long one, so I didn't want to get into player reviews, but I obviously used a lot of new players this weekend over the weekend league, including a almost 6 hour straight grind fest yesterday in weekend league. So I've got a lot of thoughts and views on players, and Envy and I actually disagree about a player. So that's a
Well, let's name
yeah.
the player 7-1 for tomorrow or Wednesday show.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we're talking about Opara, the American center back, and Envy and I disagree on how good he is. So that's a you know,
Or
good
how
teaser
bad
for
he is.
tomorrow or whenever I'm able to join. Hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for joining and getting a full show and a proper show, 35-minute show on a Monday evening, guys. That's awesome. Thanks for that. But for now, I am going to drop it though.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. F-U. F-F-F-U. F-U. T. T. In view. F-U.